escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
Oh, baby. What a win for the Red Sox tonight against the New York Yankees. A game which saw some big swings of the bat from both sides. A majestic home run by Aaron Judge that looked like the nail in the coffin for the Red Sox tonight ends up not being the case. Red Sox rally back, win it 9-7 tonight against their arch rival. A couple of huge swings from Seydon Rafaela. It's a two-run shot to make it a one-run game. Then Willier Abreu with a pinch-hit RBI double as Alex Cora's magic touch delivers again. And then it's Masataka Yoshida once again getting the best of Clay Holmes. A two-run single to give the Red Sox the lead for good. And another gut punch delivered by the Red Sox to their arch-rival Yankees. And the Yankees are now free-falling. They have lost 23 of their last 33 games. And the Red Sox all of a sudden find themselves 3.5 games back of them for that top wild card spot. But from the Red Sox perspective, this is a team that is continuing to build confidence. And this place was packed. It was riled up, ready to go. This was a classic Red Sox-Yankees crowd at Fenway Park. And boy, was this one fun to take in. Because this team once again showed how much heart it has. They don't quit. They're scrappy. And they're unafraid. And now they're figuring out how good they are. This is a good baseball team. And they showed it once again tonight. And if you don't believe, it's about time that you do. But I think you do. And that's the fun part of this summer. We have all watched this team blossom and come through in big moments more times than not, and get themselves off the mat in situations like we saw tonight, and show how much heart that they have. And boy, did they show it. And this is a game that I think we're going to be replaying back years and years from now. It was that fun, it was that memorable, and it all ends in a Red Sox victory. Joe Weil with you here at Fenway Park. My man Zach Coe back at WEI, and for you listening out there, whether you're driving away from Fenway right now, or you're listening at home, wherever you may be, tuning into this program, Red Sox Review, I want you to put my man Zach to work. We want to hear from you. Here's the number to call in. We want to hear from you how you're feeling, how fired up you are after tonight's game. 617-779-7937 is the number to call in. Let me give it to you one more time. 617-779-7937. You can also text us at 37937 as well. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from Alex Cora, and we will hear from you. Again, it's Joe Weil with you here on Red Sox Review. Red Sox win 9-7 tonight against the Yankees. Back with more. We're going to have a whole hour of this program coming your way right after this on WEI.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Yoshida has popped out, fly to right, had a sacrifice fly to center when he was robbed of a hit by Grisham. Last time up, he walked and scored on the Rafaela homer. That was last inning. Line drive, base hit through the middle. In a center field, one run is scored. Abreu will score two. It's 9-7 Red Sox on a line single in a center by Yoshida. And a Yankee Red Sox classic in the opener of this three-game series at rollicking Fenway Park. They have given Holmes a very rude welcome with a couple of line singles, a double and then a single into center field. 9-7, still just one out. Yoshida at first, he's had three ribbies tonight.
Masataka Yoshida loves hitting against New York. New York. Another big hit against Clay Holmes. Second time he's done that this month. A back-breaking hit against the Yankees closer. This one, a two-run single that gave the Red Sox the lead in the eighth, and they win a wild one here at Fenway Park, 9-7. Joe Weil with you here on Red Sox Review, still at Fenway Park, and we are going to take you up to midnight, so we want to hear from you. We already have a lot of calls lined up, and I promise to all of you guys that are hanging on tight, we will get to you. And if you want to join the conversation, 617-779-7937 is the number to call in. Again, 617-779-7937. That highlight you heard, by the way, that was the highlight from tonight's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. All right. Again, for all the folks that are hanging tight on the phone lines, we are going to get to you, but we first have to hear from the head honcho, Alex Cora. And what a week it's already been for him. He signs the three-year extension. And after this game, you should have already been grateful that this guy is your manager, because I've been saying it all year long. This is one of the best managers in baseball. You probably already knew that at this point. He showed it again tonight with the big decision to have Willy Abreu pinch hit for Tyler O'Neill against Clay Holmes. He delivers with a big game-tying RBI double, once again pushing the right button. And let's hear what he has to say after a glorious Red Sox 9-7 victory over the Yankees.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, we haven't played a game against them like that in a while. I was telling Foxy and Huddy, you know, I usually go down there at 6:30 for a 7:10 game, and there was a lot of people early here, and there was kind of like a buzz, you know. Like, I know where we at in the standings. I know where they at, you know. Like, every game matters now, and the back and forth was great, you know. We didn't pitch. We need to be better there, but the boys, they didn't stop. Sedan, big swing there, put us in a good spot, and then, you know, it took everybody for us to pull this one off.
Tio's not a guy you hit for very often. Just have a break, come up with that spot.
I think he's a guy on the mound. You know, he's really good against righties, and we felt that that was the right matchup. So, you know, obviously, I bet inside he's disappointed, but he's a team player. He understands what we're trying to accomplish here, you know, and he was on top on the first step right there, cheering for his teammate, and that was awesome.
Obviously, you had some tough losses on the road with, you know, with giving up late in the league. Like, how impressive to see the continued push?
We don't stop playing. I mean, you saw what happened on Sunday in L.A. You know, we had the tying run at the plate. Even down 20 to whatever, Duran hustling the triple, Rafi tagging up. You know, we play. Regardless of the score, we're going to play a certain way. And, you know, sometimes it looks tough, and we understand that it's going to be an uphill battle. But tonight, I was right next to Tech, and it felt like we were down by 7. And no, it was a 4-run game or 3-run game at one point, right? They did an amazing job putting good swings on it. The big boy, he is who he is, man. He's amazing. I haven't seen a guy hitting a ball there since 07. Back in the day, Manny used to live up there, and that was impressive. But our guys kept battling, and we got the W.
You saw Manny hit a ball up there?
Yeah. It was a Saturday game. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember against who, but yeah, he hit up there.
Alex, you were saying before the game, you know, we were asking about your contract there.
It was loud. It was fun. Their fans were here. Our fans too. You know, when Massa came up to bat, I mean, every time Rafi comes up to bat with the man and the game on the line, they go nuts. But it felt like the back and forth, the last three innings, you know, it was what it used to be here. You know, that's the way it should be, and that's the reason we're here. That's one of the reasons we decided to stay here, because we love this. So, you know, like, sometimes I get, you know, chills just looking around what's going on. And there's a big difference between what's going on here right now compared to early in the season. Early in the season, with all the respect to everything, you know, it felt like a museum, you know, like the Fenway experience, you know. But now they're into it. They like the team. They understand who we are and what we're trying to accomplish. Are we the best team in the big leagues? We're not. We know that, but the way we go about it on a nightly basis, you know, I know people are liking what they see.
What he does for Moss's confidence.
He's been swinging the bat well.
Yeah,
he's been swinging the bat well. He's healthy. He's rested. We know the type of hitter that he can be. Today he missed a ball to right center. He swung the bat well in Colorado, and we like that bat. I mean, he is who he is, right? And we needed the three lefties, and you know, it wasn't a great night for Zach. Wing did an amazing job. Horn got his first big league win, right? And Kenley, the cutter was good. It was sharp. Made some three great pitches to Judge. Then they did what they do, and at the end, he did his job.
How is Westheimer doing?
He's okay. Yeah,
he's okay. You okay bullpen-wise for tomorrow?
Yeah, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Like Rafael is a big game player. He comes around against the Yankees. He had that extra inning home run against the Yankees. That was huge.
He made a great play defensively too with the infield in. You know, the kid, he's just a kid. He's 23 and he's learning in the job, and so far he's been outstanding. He likes playing in the big moments. He likes playing against them, against the Phillies. I was joking with him, you know, we have to like playing against the Rockies in Colorado too. So, you have to be ready every day, and he understands that. I think Huddy and Foxy have done an amazing job, you know, with moving around, and obviously it's not easy, but for a rookie to be able to play good defense in center, good defense in shortstop, and coming in big moments, it's been fun to watch.
Alex, you talked about a lot of these young kids. Probably told them it's like a player when it's exciting. How do they start to feel it now?
Yeah, they do. And one thing I really like, you know, Rafaela slowed the moment in down 1-3-2 count, right? He was down in the count, if I'm not mistaken. Willie came up, slowed the at-bat down, put the ball in play. And, you know, little by little, I think Bayo was good, you know, gave us a chance to win. So every day we learn a lot. We learn a lot, and, you know, it's just been fun to watch him play. We're good? Thank you.
All right, so that's Alex Cora talking after one of the best victories, or if not the best victory of the season, a 9-7 win over the New York Yankees. Boy, this place was so fun here today, and I thought the quote that he had about the way it feels here at Fenway Park. He said, early in the season, it felt like a museum, the Fenway experience, and then he said, now sometimes I get chills looking around. I mean, the vibe here is now what you felt 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, you know, when this place was jumping, and obviously this team was winning a lot of ball games, like that 2018 team was, and this was quite a win for a team that continues to put together some really impressive wins, and they do it against the Yankees team that is reeling right now, but they're the ones delivering the knockout blows, because this entire bad Yankees stretch started with the way they played here at Fenway Park, taking 2 out of 3 against them, and the Red Sox, they're trending in one direction, and to me they look like the better team at this point than the Yankees, even though they're still 3.5 games back. They just look more complete, and they clearly have the better manager in their dugout. So everything's looking good for the Sox, and then on top of that, they add James Paxton today. But again, we want to hear from you guys tonight, because this is what this program is for. For an exhilarating win like this, we get to hear from the fans itself. So let's kick it off. We're going to go to Angus from New Hampshire. He's going to get us started here on Red Sox Review. Angus, thanks for joining us. What you got?
Hey, thank you so much for putting me on the air again. I called in after that blowout with the Rockies the other day, and I called it. These Red Sox, they made a blood pact with the devil. They're winning against the good teams, and they're losing events against the bad ones. So I'm thinking they might manage to take this series with them here in Fenway again, do a great homestand, and who knows what will happen with the Mariners. I'm just going to be happy if they keep taking out these Yankees.
Yeah,
happy
to
see Yoshida continue to hit some good shots, too.
No, without a doubt, Angus, and actually the funny part of this season is that they've played pretty well against the teams that are below 500. Like, that hasn't been... I know that they lost two, you know, they lost against the Rockies 2 out of 3, but it, you know, for the most part this year, they've actually been pretty good against the bad teams. I'm just doing the math right now to make sure I have it right. They're 29-14 against teams below 500. So they've actually taken care of business against those teams, and more recently they've been winning against good teams. I know they got swept by the Dodgers, right? So that one you throw out from what I'm saying.
Shohei Ohtani was having a lot of fun that day. I mean, you could definitely see it. He was hot.
And Angus, they also blew, you know, several chances to win games in that series too. So
they did. I mean, earlier in the season, we were talking about how many people they left stranded on base every single time. But within the last couple of weeks, they've definitely pulled it back. They're getting to 3-2 counts, and they're getting out of them on top. And they weren't doing that at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, the one part of this team that still concerns me, and Angus, appreciate the call, appreciate you kicking us off, and if you want to grab his line, 617-779-7937. You know, the one part of this team, even after a great win like this, that still concerns me is now the bullpen, because in seven games since the All-Star break, this team has blown six leads in the seventh inning or later, and obviously, they're without a couple of really important arms, Chris Martin, Justin Slayton, who are working their way back right now. But at the same time, they're trying to, you know, keep it together as a team that is still trying to get itself into the actual playoff picture. Tied in the loss column with the Royals, but still two wins behind them. So they're still a team on the outside looking in as we look at all this. And Craig Breslow, he talked before the game today, and he said about the James Paxton move. He said it's just nice to have an arm. I'm paraphrasing here, but they're not ruling out adding another starter. And he said yes, they're still looking for a right-handed bat and some help in the bullpen as well. So hopefully that gets addressed here before the trade deadline, which is rapidly approaching now, under 4 days away, coming up on Tuesday here. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to AJ in Dover, New Hampshire. He wants to chat about tonight's game. What's going on, AJ?
How's it going, man? How you doing?
Doing great, man. What a night here at Fenway.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome. I haven't seen that much juice in a few years, and I like to see that.
No, without a doubt, and Alex Cora was saying the same thing, AJ, about just the way it felt here in this ballpark and how exciting it was. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way right now, that, you know, it's back to the way it should be. And having been here for a lot of the early games this year, there was definitely a lack of energy that this ballpark has felt in its history and even more recent history, but it was definitely lacking, and so much went into that, the lack of expectations and all that, you know, with what came in the offseason, or actually what didn't come in the offseason.
And then I could let you speak on it, so that way I could let you go. I think that I'm not beating my head against the wall like a lot of other people, Red Sox fans were when they didn't spend a lot of money this offseason. Outside of Teoscar not getting the money that he wanted or them throwing him the third year, I'm looking around and I'm not seeing any people from the offseason and pieces that I'm actually crying that we didn't get. You know, you look at Montgomery and Snell missing time. You look at Soler with his low batting average, hasn't reached double-digit homers yet. I mean, I'm not feeling bad about losing out on him. I did catch my eye on the fact that Kyle Quintel had been designated, and ironically enough, I was kind of hoping that they could get something done and get him over because I thought he would be ready for a rebound. And also, I have no clue how I'm going to get through to my next paycheck and be able to put plus $100 on DraftKings on Rafaela and try to make a nice payday at the end. There's no way that it should be that good of a juice on his thing and Wyatt Langford's at, you know, plus 125, and he has half the stats with 100 extra at-bats. He's got, like, double the home runs, five more steals, like 10 more RBIs. I'm definitely laying some juice next week, and I hope that, you know, the odds haven't shifted down to, like, plus 500 by that time.
Yeah, hang up and listen. Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate the call there, AJ. And if you want to grab his line, 617-779-7937. Just a quick thought on that last point there before we have to hit a break, and then we're going to continue to get to your calls here on Red Sox Review. Yeah, Seydon Rafaela is just a marvel. He's a winning player for one. He really is. That play he made at shortstop, when the Yankees in the sixth inning had second and third with nobody out. First was a ground out to first base off the bat of Ben Rice. And then Anthony Volpe hit one to Rafaela. He fielded it on a short hop while charging and then threw out Wells at home plate to get the force out. That was a really impressive play, and for a multitude of reasons. For one, it was just a tough play. It was a short hop that he ended up picking it up on, and credit to him in the way he plays there at shortstop that he charges that ball and then ultimately fields it cleanly. But this is a rookie that is bouncing between shortstop and center field, and he's an elite center fielder, and then at shortstop he's competent and on top of that making ridiculous plays and sometimes doing it with ease. He could be better at short, but he's getting the job done for this team that desperately needs a shortstop. And then, oh yeah, on top of that, he's starting to swing the bat a whole lot better. Like, he's been way better since the beginning of the year. As this year's gone on, he's continued to improve. Last 38 games coming into today, .322 average, .823 OPS, and he hits one of the biggest, or has one of the biggest hits of the night, a two-run shot after a big Yankees top of the seventh inning. He responds with a two-run shot of his own. So it's not a bad thought to ultimately put that out there. I know Luis Gil, Colton Cowser, a couple names also on the AL side, and maybe people, you know, get to decide, okay, maybe Mason Miller is who I want to vote for, but he's in the mix, and he's been awesome to watch this year, Sadon Rafaela. And once again, he's part of another Red Sox victory. And just to put the cap on all this, he's homered now 12 times this year, Sadon Rafaela, and the Red Sox have won every single game that he's homered in. So he's having a real impact on the games that they're winning, as was the case here tonight. Again, a 9-7 victory for the Red Sox over the New York Yankees. We will be back with more Red Sox review, but before we go, I just want to give the number one final time because we want to hear from you before we go to a break. 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. We will get to more calls on the other side of this break. You are listening to Red Sox Review here on WEEI.
Everything. Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Plus $100 on DraftKings on Rafaela and try to make a nice payday at the end. There's no way that it should be that that good of a juice on his thing and Wyatt Langford's at, you know, plus 125, and he has half the stats with 100 extra at-bats. He's got, like, double the home runs, 5 more steals, like 10 more RBIs. I'm definitely laying some juice next week, and I hope that, you know, the odds haven't shifted down to, like, plus 500 by that time.
Yeah, hang up and listen. Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate the call there, AJ. And if you want to grab his line, 617-779-7937. Just a quick thought on that last point there before we have to hit a break, and then we're going to continue to get to your calls here on Red Sox Review. Yeah, Seydon Rafaela is just a marvel. He's a winning player for one. He really is. That play he made at shortstop when the Yankees – in the sixth inning, had second and third with nobody out. First was ground out to first base off the bat of Ben Rice. And then Anthony Volpe hit one to Rafaela. He fielded it on a short hop while charging and then threw out Wells at home plate to get the force out. That was a really impressive play. And for a multitude of reasons. For one, it was just a tough play. It was a short hop that he ended up picking it up on. And credit to him in the way he plays there at shortstop that he charges that ball and then ultimately fields it cleanly. But this is a rookie that is bouncing between shortstop and center field. And he's an elite center fielder. And then at shortstop, he's competent. And on top of that, making ridiculous plays. And sometimes doing it with ease. He could be better at short, but he's getting the job done for this team that desperately needs a shortstop. And then, oh yeah, on top of that, he's starting to swing the bat a whole lot better. Like, he's been way better since the beginning of the year. As this year's gone on, he's continued to improve. Last 38 games coming into today, 322 average, 823 OPS, and he hits one of the biggest, or has one of the biggest hits of the night, a two-run shot after a big Yankees top of the seventh inning. He responds with a two-run shot of his own. So it's not a bad thought to ultimately put that out there. I know Luis Gil, Colton Cowser, a couple names also on the AL side, and maybe people, you know, get to decide, okay, maybe Mason Miller is who I want to vote for, but he's in the mix, and he's been awesome to watch this year, Seydon Rafaela. And once again, he's part of another Red Sox victory. And just to put the cap on all this, he's homered now 12 times this year, Seydon Rafaela, and the Red Sox have won every single game that he's homered in. So he's having a real impact on the games that they're winning, as was the case here tonight. Again, a 9-7 victory for the Red Sox over the New York Yankees. We will be back with more Red Sox Review, but before we go, I just want to give the number one final time because we want to hear from you before we go to a break. 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. We will get to more calls on the other side of this break. You are listening to Red Sox Review here on WEEI.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Kenley Jansen trying for his 20th save of the year. The pitch, swinging a ground ball to short, down to an A. Rafaela, he flips to Hamilton for the out that ends the ball game. The Red Sox win a wild one in game one of this three-game series with the Yankees. And Kenley Jansen now tied for fourth all-time with 440 career saves. It was a seat squirmer, as it was just about all night long, and a big night for a lot of hitters on both sides, and more bullpen anxiety for both of these teams. Final score, the Red Sox 9 and the Yankees 7.
When this song played at Fenway Park, this place was boisterous. This place was loud. This place was excited. And how could the fans not be? How could you not be? How could we not be? 9-7 win over the Yankees tonight here at Fenway Park. Joe Weil with you here on Red Sox Review. This was an exceptional baseball game. Even if it wasn't exceptional, and I'll explain what I mean by that. A lot of men left on base for the Red Sox in this one. They ultimately leave 11 on base. Wasn't really that well pitched either. And the Red Sox ended up using 7 pitchers in this one. Brian Bayo was okay. And he, like many people earlier in the game, ultimately reduced to a footnote. But it was exceptional in the theater. The home run from Judge, but then the answer from the Red Sox, and most importantly, the answer from the Red Sox, that they could respond so quickly back and then ultimately rally to win it in the eighth inning and then deliver yet another punch to the gut of their arch-rival New York Yankees. 9-7 the final here from Fenway Park. Joe Weil with you. Zach Coe back at WEI. We see you all lined up here for calls, and we're going to get to you one by one here. And once the calls get rolling, we want to hear from you still if you're out there and want to chime in after this. 617-779-7937. You can also text us at 37937 as well. But we now go back to the phones with the people that are waiting right now. Let's start it off with Liam. He's on the way home from the game. What's going on, Liam?
Joe, I'm still trying to put my insides back together. I'm shaking on the way back from this game. I mean, it was a wild one. But right now, what we really need, I'm fired up. This is a public service announcement to Craig Breslow. It's time to wake up, and we need to buy. We have scored 6-plus runs in every game since last Saturday. The bats are hot, whether it's Dom Smith, whether it's Romy Gonzalez, whether it's Rafael Devers. Everyone is hitting right now, and we need help if we're going to get through this season. We can't go through this every night. The bullpen is shaky. I know we're trying to get some guys back, but we need to make a move. You're a Yale grad. You got to be a negotiator. You got to be willing to get in the fight. We need this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm in full agreement with you. They need a little bit more. The question now becomes, who do they go after next? And Liam, appreciate the call. Hope you had a blast at the game. And if you want to grab his line, 617-779-7937. I think what this game is showing us is that bullpen help is one of those things that Craig Breslow needs to address. This today was a great start in getting James Paxton. And I know there's still some people out there that, you know, saw that move and said, oh, is this what all the Red Sox are going to do? We don't know yet. We still are 4 days away from the actual trade deadline itself, for one. For two, this move actually does help the Red Sox because it is depth. And depth is the key nowadays, is to have as many available guys that can go, because injuries are so commonplace nowadays in the game. And Paxton's been healthy this year. I know he hasn't been great, and that's why he got DFA'd by the Dodgers, but we saw him pitch well against the Red Sox last time out, and he's somebody that this organization knows, and he does have a track record of success here in the major leagues. And I do think, based on some of the pitch, like the actual pitching itself, there's a formula for him to be successful if he can elevate that four-seam fastball. And it's not as if some of his other pitches aren't effective as well. Like, there are elements there for James Paxton to be effective, and I'm actually excited to see what Andrew Bailey and this pitching, you know, the pitching coaching staff can ultimately figure out. The knuckle curve he throws 29% of the time, and that's a pitch that really hasn't been touched up all that much, just 205 average against it with a 325 slug. And, he mostly relies on that four-seam fastball. But when he gets it up and out of the zone, it's actually pretty impressive in terms of the numbers that he's put up. And it's something the Dodgers were trying to implement with him, and we'll see what the Red Sox ultimately decide to do. But we hit on this before. I mean, the bullpen side of things right now, especially without with Chris Martin and Justin Slayton, as both those guys worked their way back from elbow injuries, that's now becoming one of those key things that needs to be addressed. And who do they go out? I mean, you'd love to get somebody like a Tanner Scott right now with Miami, who's been awesome this year. And I actually saw one pitcher that looked pretty intriguing. Yimi Garcia, he went to the Mariners, and the Jays were the ones that sent him away. He's a pretty solid pitcher that if you wanted an inter-division trade, just like we saw from the Rays today with the Orioles, where they traded them Zach Eflin, That would have been one that would have been nice to see, but obviously that's no longer on the board. So I am very intrigued to see where they might go to get a reliever. And again, I think somebody like Tanner Scott would you love to have because he's a left-handed pitcher as well. Like that would be really nice to kind of bring into the fold for a bullpen that's that has a couple lefties, but you could always use one more, and especially he's been so good this year. Again, 617-779-7937, the number to call in. Again, 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Sean in Worcester. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Sean? What you got?
I would not have signed Coors to that contract because he gets lucky most of the time because he's horrible at managing the bullpen. I know the bullpen is horrible, but he gets lucky because he has good plans on hitting, but he's not the man for the job for the pitching.
I, Sean, I don't quite understand what you're getting at there. So, bullpen usage among fans with their managers is something that gets nitpicked. It's sort of part of the game of being a manager that you have to understand that fans are going to nitpick. But like, what today really grinded your gears about the way he handled the bullpen?
He brought in Zach Kelly, and he was not the one to do it because I was saying, all right, he's bringing in Kelly, and, you know, the first pitch, I go with changeup, and he's always a fastball right
okay,
down the
pitch
middle.
Okay, so, like, that part of it, Judge is one of the best hitters in baseball, but he's also one of the best hitters against left-handed pitchers. Like, he eats them up. So you go with Kelly, who's pretty good against right-handed pitchers. And with Judge, you really have to pick your poison. You know, with both of those.
Kelly is a right-handed pitcher.
Right, exactly. So that's why you go to him against the right-hander and Judge. You had Bernardino on.
Kelly's a right-handed pitcher. I wasn't talking about Bernardino.
I know, but that's what I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about here because, okay, these are the splits for Zach Kelly, right? So he's much better against right-handed batters. They're hitting 120 against him.
Yeah, but he brought in Kelly, but the first pitch was a fastball right down the middle.
Okay, the pitch selection, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the actual logic behind the move.
I said I want them to pull, you know, go in. You know, first pitch, change up. You know, Judge is waiting for a fastball. This guy just came out of the bullpen. The manager calls the pitch, and, you know, boom. It would have been a much easier inning, you know, if he probably would have just rolled over and grounded out to a double play. And, you know.
This is where I think, Sean, I appreciate the call, but this is like where I don't understand the folks that, you know, with Cora and specific to stuff like this, like I just want to make the point again, like you bring in Zach Kelly because he's been so good against right-handed hitters this year. Their OPS is below 400. You don't leave Brennan Bernardino out there to pitch to Zach Kelly or to Aaron Judge. Not that he couldn't get him out because, you know, Bernie's been awesome this year. But that was a completely logical move that didn't work out. And you know what? That just happens in baseball. And no, Alex Cora is not perfect, but he's damn good at his job, which he showed again today in other ways. I don't know how you call in to this show and say, oh, he got lucky when he made another good move with bringing in Willy Abreu to pinch hit for Tyler O'Neill later in the game, which is, I tweeted this out, like, there are not a ton of managers, I don't think, that would have the stones to pinch hit one of your best hitters in Tyler O'Neill with somebody off the bench. Like, but in making a move that also made sense because Willy Abreu is good against right-handed pitchers. And I think he liked the matchup against sinker with Clay Holmes, probably better than Tyler O'Neill, who doesn't hit right-handers as well as left-handers. I don't know how nitpicking Cora after a game like this is something that people go to, but they go to it. Again, 617-779-7937, number to call in here on Red Sox Review. 9-7, the final, Red Sox over the Yankees. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jeff from Westerfield. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, how we doing tonight?
What's going on?
Corey, great job tonight. Everything. I'm not a huge fan of the re-signing after two last place finishes and mediocre. Well, not mediocre, above average season this year. My thing is, they can make the moves they want. I think Cora is a great offensive manager. He pinch hitting calls, this, that, and everything. My biggest concern with him, and I saw it about a month or so ago, Monday night against Toronto, Hulk pitched a hell of a game, and Red Sox ended up coming back and winning, I believe, in extra innings. But Cora is a little too quick to pull his – he's got no confidence in his starters. He wants to go to the bullpen, and when he goes to the bullpen sometimes, he leaves them in too long. That's the way I think. He's got confidence in the bullpen guys. You probably disagree. I'm sure a lot of fans disagree, but I don't know. I hope it all goes great. I hope they keep investing, but I'll let you talk and give your opinion on it. But I just think Cora, he's a great players manager, but he doesn't. And one last thought on that is, post game losses and everything. There's nothing hard on his players. He defends them left and right. I don't like that. Maybe I'm old school. Maybe. I don't know. But I feel he's a little too nice to his players sometimes. So I'll let you have it. Thank you.
Yeah, Jeff, and I appreciate the call. I do disagree with you on several different fronts, and I'll explain why. But I do appreciate the call. And if you want to grab his line, we still have a little bit of more time. We'll hit a break in a short while here. But 617-779-7937, the number to call in. So a couple of different places where I disagree with Cora. Now, he talked about the pitching and pulling the starters, and Glenn from New Orleans is a regular caller to this show. I love Glenn, and we have discussions about this a lot. Not to say necessarily I never question that, but I do think one reason that Alex Cora pulls his starters, this isn't every time, but I think this is one thing that he's now up against where the Red Sox are at, and it's something we've talked about a lot on this show, is that there are members of his starting rotation that he has to manage innings limits right now. The Tanner Houck's of the world, the Cutter Crawfords of the world, in a sense, just in terms of making sure that, again, because they're, with Cutter Crawford, he's about to blow past what's going to be his career high. And then Tanner Houck, he's already blown past what his career high is in the major leagues. Cutter Crawford's like roughly 12 innings away from where he's at. So that's something that I think this team is going to have to look out for down the stretch. And one thing I do wonder, and Craig Breslow didn't rule it out in his chat with the media today, but didn't also commit to it, is maybe this team goes with like a six-man rotation for at least a little bit, so that you can manage those workloads as we continue to progress toward the end of the regular season and then hopefully into the playoffs. The other thing I disagree with there with Jeff is he says that Alex Cora isn't hard on his players. Now, I don't think publicly he is, but I also think sometimes he is that way. He was hard with Verdugo. He was hard with Eduardo Rodriguez. I think two guys specifically, and Verdugo clearly didn't like that. And he's been very vocal about that. But I think he has a way, and I think managers just do this. They have a way of defending the player to the media, but actually talking it out behind the scenes and being real with them. And I also think Alex Cora at times is real with the media from that sense as well. I'd actually say more times than not, he's pretty real about that with the media. Like, he will actually convey that, hey, where a player's at. But I think it's a manager's job to help defend your guys and let them know that you care about them. I think he strikes that balance really well, and especially when you juxtapose it with the Yankee side of things. Because there have been montages that are on X right now that are circulated over and over again about Aaron Boone saying, "We're right there." That's his go-to line is, the good thing is we're right there. It's sometimes pounding the table when he says that.
It's right there in front of us.
Exactly, right there in front of us. That was it. I was missing the last part of that. Thank you, Zach. There's a false optimism to that. And when we all deal with problems in life, the best way to tackle them head on is to actually accept that there is a problem. Whether it's with and then from the manager's perspective, is that with the player's attitude, or is it with maybe the way that they're performing, and there's actually something they need to change. It seems like from the Yankees side, their whole thing, obviously outside of Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, is, oh, this player is going to turn it around and kind of trust that part of it, or trust that part of maybe the culture there, instead of actually going and trying something different. And that's where that organization's stuck right now, is that they've got two guys that they've stuck with now for years, and it's very clearly not working. I know the Yankees are ahead of the Red Sox right now, so there's a bit of irony with what I'm saying, but that's a team that's all in, whereas the Red Sox, they've kind of built themselves way up to this point by the way that they've played, kind of working their way up from an underdog perspective. And what I love about Alex Cora is that I feel like he's very real with everything. And he will say what he feels like he needs to say to the player, and I think a lot of times that's in private, but also do a nice job being real with the media and at least admitting to certain things while at the same time defending the players. He strikes that balance really well. And again, I just went with people that call in about him, and especially after a game like this and that the organization's committed to him, that's where I get confused with where some people are at with, you know, being frustrated with him as your manager. Like, can you imagine if these two teams switch managers and where the Red Sox would be and then where the Yankees might be? I think we could all agree that the Yankees would be in a much better spot, that they wouldn't have collapsed like they have right now. And I think the same thing goes for, you know, with the Red Sox and their perspective, they wouldn't be where they are right now. That's why you pay Alex Cora the money that you're paying him now, as the second highest paid manager in Major League Baseball. And if you think I'm crazy, that's what the market has dictated, that they pay him that much money. I'm not crazy. That's exactly what the market said. And I think this organization knew what a gem that they have. And thankfully, they did the right thing by extending him 3 more years. And because you have him now in tow with this really promising young core that's doing exciting things on the field this year, in a year that they weren't even expected to contend, who knows where this organization can be next year, the year after, and the year after, with him as your manager. So smile about that. Smile about the win tonight, which was awesome. And we'll see where this Red Sox journey takes us in 2024. But you and I would feel the same way, that this season has been way more fun than we all expected. And the cool part, as we've continued to move on this year, as time has gone on in the schedule, it's real. This is a good team. They just went through a bad stretch on the road, but it happens. And they picked themselves off the mat. They still need to add to this team from a bullpen perspective. Another starter maybe, and a right-handed bat. We'll see what they do at the trade deadline. That's all coming up, obviously, in 4 days. In the meantime, we'll see if the Red Sox can continue it here in this series against the New York Yankees. We will preview tomorrow's game. We'll take a quick break. We will do that right after these messages here on WEI.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash, and Duff from Guns N' Roses, Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho, on Talk is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, low testosterone causes a host of problems. These include a low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and more. But many men just attribute these symptoms to aging and don't consider that there are medical treatments that can give them back their vigor and vibrancy. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and if you're feeling like I just described, it's time for you to treat that low T and change your life. At Northeast Men's Health, we're experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. We've successfully treated thousands of men for low T and have seen the amazing difference that those treatments can make in a man's life. If you're feeling like the vast majority of men who are low T, within just a few weeks, you'll feel your energy return. That brain fog will go away. Your sleep will improve, as will your workouts, and your sex drive will be significantly enhanced as well. So make an appointment and make a true life change. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 617-793-5000. That's 617-793-5000. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have five offices across the Northeast to serve you.
Foxwoods is your destination for exceptional experiences. Hit the stores at the Tanger. Savor each moment at dozens of delicious restaurants. Take it to the fast lane at Monza World Class Karting. Get in on the excitement at Topgolf Swing Suite. Catch unforgettable performances from legendary entertainers. Relax and revitalize yourself in our luxurious hotels and spas. Plus, so much more. Book today at foxwoods.com. Foxwoods Resort Casino. The wonder of it all.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Why should you hire the largest injury firm in the world for your injury case? Let me count the ways. Your case will be handled by your lawyer, a paralegal, and a case manager who's always in the office for you when your lawyer's in court. There's also a 24-hour hotline if you ever have a question or a problem. We've collected over $20 billion and won a lot. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Car today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car, running or not, can be picked up as soon as the next day. You'll get a maximum tax deduction and a vacation voucher.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
All right, back here on Red Sox Review as we wrap up our program. Joe Weil with you from what is now an empty Fenway Park. But about 2 hours ago, this place was riled up. Revved up, and for good reason, because the Red Sox won one of the best games of the season that they've played. 9-7 the final against the Yankees, and there were times in which you thought, okay, the Red Sox may have really spoiled the golden opportunity to win, because they left a ton of guys on base at the beginning of this game. But some big swings. Zaydon Rafaela continues to pummel Yankee pitching, showing that he could be a Yankee killer. Big two-run home run in the seventh, made it 7-6. Responding to a massive shot from Aaron Judge. And, you know, from the Red Sox side, you think about this part, you reduce that to a footnote, that Judge home run, the 470-foot blast, because of Rafaela's home run and then the three-run eighth inning, Alex Cora working his magic again. Red Sox back at it tomorrow. 7:15 is the first pitch. Pregame show, MassMutual pregame show, starts at 6:15 along the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI, Red Sox Network. Thank you to Zach Coe back at the flagship, WEEI. I'm Joe Wilson. So long. Have a great night. Red Sox back at it tomorrow. Adios. With maybe the way that they're performing, and there's actually something they need to change. It seems like from the Yankees side, their whole thing, obviously outside of Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, is, oh, this player is going to turn it around and kind of trust that part of it or trust that part of maybe the culture there instead of actually going and trying something different. And that's where that organization's stuck right now, is that they've got two guys that they've stuck with now for years, and it's very clearly not working. I know the Yankees are ahead of the Red Sox right now, so there's a bit of irony with what I'm saying, but that's a team that's all in, whereas the Red Sox, they've kind of built themselves way up to this point by the way that they've played, kind of working their way up from an underdog perspective. And what I love about Alex Cora is that I feel like he's very real with everything. And he will say what he feels like he needs to say to the player, and I think a lot of times that's in private, but also do a nice job being real with the media and at least admitting to certain things while at the same time defending the players. He strikes that balance really well. And again, I just went with people that call in about him, and especially after a game like this and that the organization's committed to him, that's where I get confused with where some people are at with, you know, being frustrated with him as your manager. Like, can you imagine if these two teams switch managers and where the Red Sox would be? And then where the Yankees might be? I think we could all agree that the Yankees would be in a much better spot, that they wouldn't have collapsed like they have right now. And I think the same thing goes for, you know, with the Red Sox and their perspective, they wouldn't be where they are right now. That's why you pay Alex Cora the money that you're paying him now, as the second highest paid manager in Major League Baseball. And if you think I'm crazy, that's what the market has dictated, that they pay him that much money. I'm not crazy. That's exactly what the market said. And I think this organization knew what a gem that they have. And thankfully, they did the right thing by extending him 3 more years. And because you have him now in tow with this really promising young core that's doing exciting things on the field this year, in a year that they weren't even expected to contend, who knows where this organization can be next year, the year after, and the year after, with him as your manager. So smile about that. Smile about the win tonight, which was awesome. And we'll see where this Red Sox journey takes us in 2024. But you and I would feel the same way, that this season has been way more fun than we all expected. And the cool part, as we've continued to move on this year, as time has gone on in the schedule, it's real. This is a good team. They just went through a bad stretch on the road, but it happens. And they picked themselves off the mat. They still need to add to this team from a bullpen perspective. Another starter maybe, and a right-handed bat. We'll see what they do at the trade deadline. That's all coming up, obviously, in 4 days. In the meantime, we'll see if the Red Sox can continue it here in this series against the New York Yankees. We will preview tomorrow's game. We'll take a quick break. We will do that right after these messages here on WEI.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash and Duff from Guns N' Roses, Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho, on Talk is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, low testosterone causes a host of problems. These include a low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and more. But many men just attribute these symptoms to aging and don't consider that there are medical treatments that can give them back their vigor and vibrancy. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and if you're feeling like I just described, it's time for you to treat that low T and change your life. At Northeast Men's Health, we're experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. We've successfully treated thousands of men for low T and have seen the amazing difference that those treatments can make in a man's life. If you're feeling like the vast majority of men who are low T, within just a few weeks, you'll feel your energy return. That brain fog will go away. Your sleep will improve, as will your workouts, and your sex drive will be significantly enhanced as well. So make an appointment and make a true life change. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 617-793-5000. That's 617-793-5000. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
Foxwoods is your destination for exceptional experiences. Hit the stores at the Tanger. Savor each moment at dozens of delicious restaurants. Take it to the fast lane at Monza World Class Karting. Get in on the excitement at Topgolf Swing Suite. Catch unforgettable performances from legendary entertainers. Relax and revitalize yourself in our luxurious hotels and spas. Plus, so much more. Book today at foxwoods.com. Foxwoods Resort Casino. The wonder of it all.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Why should you hire the largest injury firm in the world for your injury case? Let me count the ways. Your case will be handled by your lawyer, a paralegal, and a case manager who's always in the office for you when your lawyer's in court. There's also a 24-hour hotline if you ever have a question or a problem. We've collected over $20 billion and won a lot. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Car today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car, running or not, can be picked up as soon as the next day. You'll get a maximum tax deduction and a vacation voucher.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
All right, back here on Red Sox Review as we wrap up our program. Joe Weil with you from what is now an empty Fenway Park. But about 2 hours ago, this place was riled up. Revved up, and for good reason, because the Red Sox won one of the best games of the season that they've played. 9-7 the final against the Yankees. And there were times in which you thought, okay, the Red Sox may have really spoiled the golden opportunity to win because they left a ton of guys on base at the beginning of this game. But some big swings. Zaydon Rafaela continues to pummel Yankee pitching, showing that he could be a Yankee killer. Big two-run home run in the seventh, made it 7-6, responding to a massive shot from Aaron Judge. And, you know, from the Red Sox side, you think about this part, you reduce that to a footnote, that Judge home run, the 470-foot blast, because of Rafaela's home run and then the three-run eighth inning, Alex Cora working his magic again. Red Sox back at it tomorrow. 7:15 is the first pitch. Pregame show, MassMutual pregame show, starts at 6:15 along the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI, Red Sox Network. Thank you to Zach Coe back at the flagship, WEEI. I'm Joe Wilson. So long. Have a great night. Red Sox back at it tomorrow. Adios.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.